I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Pusiri Marca is a band from the Chilean Andes whose name translates as Town of Wind Players. They've been performing traditional panpipe, tarka, and orchestra music since 1976. As part of the UO's World Music Series, they'll perform in Bell Hall on the UO campus this evening. A smaller version of the ensemble is here with us in the KLCC studios, along with Juan Eduardo Wolf, Assistant Professor of Ethnomusicology at the UO and head of the UO World Music Series. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
It's wonderful to have you here. So can you just briefly, introduce the band to us and the music that they play?
Sure. We have with us today six different musicians of the 13 that are actually here in town. At the end of them, three are of the original group that formed in 1976. On the far end is Rolamito Huanca Vasquez, who has been recognized by the local cultural board as a kind of person who has rescued culture as well with us, is Roberto Vega and Lino Mamani. And they're also joined by Eduardo Valdivia, Marco Orozco, and Wellington Castillo. And what they've brought with them today in the studio is two types, just a little taste of what the ensembles they're going to be playing tonight, beginning with Orquesta de Carnaval, which is a string tradition played in two towns in the Highlands, both in Socoroma and in Putre. And this is the music that really evokes the heart, tugs at the heartstrings of those from those villages when they get around Carnival time, that week that's just before Lent, and kind of starts to celebrate the harvest and the ending of the rainy season.
Shall we do a song?
Let's hear what that orchestra sounds like.
Correcto. Martito. Vamos a dar duro.
Pusiri Marca live in the KLCC studios, live tonight at Bell Hall on the UL campus with Juan Eduardo Wolf, our guide here to the Chilean Andes in the KLCC studios. Juan, can you translate a bit of that song for us so we know a little bit more about what we just heard?
That tune was Bella Esperanza.
Maldito Amor.
How to translate that in a nice way. That darn love that I had. You know, it's one of those sadness of just like a love that has not worked out. But because of the mischievousness of Carnival and the way that it ends, you might notice the last two lines actually as a send-off is one that says, if you're married with someone else, then you must be a bachelorette with me. So... and so it just goes to show you that in Carnival, all the kinds of sadness that has been might be held up with you, that particular year kind of gets let go, and it's a time to release those emotions.
There is so much joy in that music, even if there's a sadness to the lyric.
That's right, and you know, some people might who are not used to listening to this music might hear this minor sound to it, and you know, most cosmopolitan music, when you associate minor sounds, you associate sadness with it. That's not true in the Andes. In the Andes, minor major sounds, those kinds of sounds, it just depends on what the song's about.
For those who are listening and can't see the band here in the studios, talk just a bit about the instrumentation in the band in this form.
Okay, so in the orchestra form, you've heard two guitars. One guitar is doing a strumming pattern. The other one is basically acting like a bass would. Basses are relatively... new to the string band tradition. You don't want to be walking around with a bass over the Andes Mountains, so you would use a guitar. And there was also a mandolin and a charango, which people might have known about, 10-stringed mandolin-like instrument that gave you that high strumming sound associated with it, as well as the quena flute that was it's a notched end flute that plays the melody and the introductions.
We'll be hearing a different form of ensemble this evening at Bell Hall, and we'll be hearing recorded music at the end of this interview to illustrate that as well. So there are a few different forms of music that will be represented on stage this evening?
That's right. As a matter of fact, what we're going to hear now is a modified version of another format that they do. It's called a zampoñada. Often they will be referred to as laquitas, laca being the Aymara word for little mouth. So these are panpipes, but you might not realize that panpipes are not a complete instrument as played by one player. So you need two people to play a full melody on the panpipe, and so they do what is called hocketing. So you they lock into each other. So you hear a full melody, but it's two people playing different parts of it. And they've adjusted it here because usually you will hear this with a large bass drum, a snare drum, and hand crash cymbals. That's what you'll hear tonight. They've replaced that since the guitars and the guitar and the charango are in the studio. They've taken the percussion place they've taken the percussion out and replaced it with the strings. So you'll hear the hocketing being done in the panpipes, and then the guitars kind of giving a little bit of a background just to keep the beat.
Pusiri Marka live in the KLCC studios, live at Bell Hall tonight in Eugene. Pusiri Marka live in the KLCC studios and at Bell Hall on the UO campus this evening, along here with Juan Eduardo Wolf, who heads up the UO World Music Series these days. Juan, exploring the world through music is such a wonderful way to get to know people and to break down barriers and borders. What do you wish to have come across about the Aymara people through this music?
The Aymara people, as you could tell from the name, Pusiri Marka, this music is associated with them. And, of course, they're very proud of that tradition, and they've been bringing that forward as indigenous peoples. It's one of the recognized indigenous peoples within Chile. And so they bring this music also as a symbol of that. And, of course, that this music is emotional, and for them it invokes very important things, very important times for them. The music is intimately involved with its ritual cycles as well. So, like we said, the carnival, you'll hear this orchestra music as well. And you'll also hear Tarka music, which is another music that, that we'll hear about later. And those are emotions that get evoked all through the year thanks to this music. So they really take pride and really feel this music.
When you bring this into the context of teaching ethnomusicology at the U of O, what is it you use to illuminate?
Well, actually, I'm happy to say that this year in the spring we'll be offering Andean ensemble. So for those people who are interested in learning to play these particular genres that you're hearing about today, we'll be teaching some of that. So we do use hands-on when possible. We also have Habibi Drisu, who teaches some African drumming in his African music class. So sometimes we do hands-on when we're possible. If not, we have a good discussion about what it is we're listening to. What is it we think? What do we bring to the table, as well as what we think about it? And well, and more importantly, what are the people who play this music saying about it? And so by bringing folks like this here, hopefully you can get that other side of the conversation. What do they think is important? Of course, it's a little too long to have them talk right now and have it translated all into Spanish, from Spanish to English, but hopefully people will have that opportunity if they come to the concert tonight.
Pusiri Marca is live in the KLCC studios with Juan Eduardo Wolf, assistant professor of ethnomusicology here at the UO. Pusiri Marca at Bell Hall in the UO campus at 7:30 this evening, presented by the UO Music School of Music and Dance. For more information, music.uoregon.edu/events and on Facebook at World Music Series. So I know the ensemble is a little smaller in the studios here than what is on record and in full ensemble on the record. So why don't we finish with a bit of music from the recorded CD? Can you introduce this to us?
Sure. This is a tarqueada. These are a set of duct flutes similar to a recorder, but they are designed to bring music, to bring rain down. So they've already been playing this morning, and apparently it's been working quite well. What you're going to hear is, again, that tarqueada accompanied by percussion, bass drum, cymbal, and snare. The tarqueada is just bass drum and the snare drum, and these loud flutes that are called horse-sounding flutes.
Well, thank them for us for all coming in. Thank you for being here.
Well, we really appreciate it. Yus pagada.
Pusiri Marca on KLCC.